Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions by your New England Honda dealer, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Tom Brady also brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Hey, Tom Brady.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Excited to get back to the stadium today and, get to work on the Eagles. So it's a good weekend with the family and got a lot of good family time. And now it's time to, get it back going and get ready for the second half of the year.
Are you like the rest of us after 4 days off where it's tough to get out of bed in the morning, or do you jump right up and get going?
I feel pretty good. I feel good. Yeah, No, I didn't feel like that at all. I felt kind of ready to go and excited for the week.
Did you watch any football yesterday?
I saw a little bit. I watched, it was kind of on in the background. So just got, saw the ends of the couple of the games, the 1 o'clock games, which were all pretty good games. So that, I've always said that Red Zone channel that jumps back and forth between games is pretty unique. So I was watching that, which was pretty fun.
Well, you faced the Eagles on Sunday for the first time since Super Bowl 52. I wanted to ask how long it took you to get over that loss. How long does it take you to get over a loss like that?
You assume I'm over it.
Yeah. This is Tom Brady. You think he forgets this?
Never going to be over
now. That's a lot of mental scar tissue from that year. So that was a tough game, but no, in a lot of ways, I think we learned from that year and we came back stronger the next year and we won the Super Bowl in 18. So I think everything is a matter of perspective. And I think when you play in that game and you play great teams, you're not going to win them all. This is not, the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. This is all about, tough competition against the best teams. And, they deserved it that year, and now a couple years later, we get a chance to play the organization again. We've had a lot of changes. They've had a lot of changes. It's totally different circumstances. A huge game for us. Big game for them, and the best team's going to win. So we got to hopefully everyone got a chance to decompress a little bit mentally, physically, and now. We got to get ready for a great week of preparation and then get ready to go in there and try to play our best game of the season on the road in a really tough environment. And it should be a great, great Sunday afternoon for football.
I was going to say, would you say that's the most hostile road environment in the NFL?
They're definitely, got great loud fans. So yeah. It's a tough place to play. They got great, support by their fans and so forth. We played, there's a lot of those. Baltimore, they were loud. Buffalo's loud. There's a lot of loud places. It gets to a point where you basically can't hear, and I think most road stadiums are like that. Certainly Philly's one of them. So just communication will be, nonverbal communication will be very important. And we'll have to work on that this week.
Tom, last week Julian said during his interview here on the show that he actually loves dynamic environments where there are really loud fans that speak out against you guys, and that he kind of like it gets him more excited for the game. Now, obviously, when we say love, Philadelphia, nobody shows love like the Philly fans do. Do you got to get a little extra juice out of that when you know that they took all that effort just to say all those nice things about you and your teammates?
They're fans. They get their fans, so they get the right to pretty much say whatever they want. So it's all good. I mean, the energy is important. I think it's always fun when you go into a game and you feel the collective energy of the crowd. I think sometimes you can feel the opposite of that, where it's a little, you know, there's just not a lot of energy in the stadium, not a lot of people there. But this will be one of those games where this will be, should be a great game, great competition. And I know our guys are going to be ready to go and be prepared for, you know, really good football team on both sides of the ball. So it's a big challenge, and we'll be ready to embrace it.
Now that you've had the actual week here, do you feel like the bye came at the right time with regard to that loss and kind of putting that behind you guys?
I feel like the bye always comes at a good time. I mean, it's a long year. It's a long stretch of football. And hard to believe it's already basically mid-November. It feels like we just started training camp. So I think the important part is we've gone through, you know, basically half the season, and we've learned a lot about ourselves. And, you know, now we got to take advantage of, you know, what we've learned and try to use it to our best going forward. So that's one advantage of playing nine games is I think things kind of show themselves, and now we got to really take advantage of what we learned to put our best forward as we go into really a really tough stretch.
Tom, we have decided that this week's Needham Bank, your bank, your way, player of the game, since you guys didn't actually play, we can't choose somebody from the team, so we've gone with another former Patriot. It's your pal Mike Vrabel, coach of the Tennessee Titans, who staged the improbable comeback and beat Mahomes and the jump passers yesterday, 35-32 in Tennessee. I know you said you only were able to catch a few minutes on Red Zone and at the end of the game, but that was a hell of an effort by the Titans and Ryan Tannehill yesterday.
Just know that he won this award. How's he going to get? How do we let him know that this is? I mean, this is pretty prestigious. Weekly award. So,
did you get a tiny trophy for him?
Yeah, you can get it. You can send him another tiny trophy.
We get it at his collection. That's right. That was pretty sweet. I did watch the game. It was a crazy 2 minutes of football. You know, anytime you're down nine, you come back and win, you feel like you pretty much, those are the ones you don't expect to win. So that was a great game. There was a lot of good ones. I mean, the Cleveland-Buffalo game was great. The Tampa Bay-Arizona game was great. So there was a lot of good football games on yesterday. Fun to watch. Fun to be a spectator.
This is at the top of the subjects that have been beaten to death list, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The NFL Network is reporting that Bob Kraft spoke to Gronk in March when he retired and told him that the team would welcome him back for the stretch run. Did you have any kind of similar conversation with Gronk at that time?
No, I'm really good friends with Gronk. We've had a great relationship for 10 years. So, you know, just because things are reported doesn't necessarily mean they're always true, just for the record. So.
Really?
What? Stop.
I know. Imagine that.
Tom.
Wait, no. So fake news is real.
I'm just saying. Well, you tell me. I don't know. It's all a lot of speculation. So I don't know. This is a... you know, those are conversations I'm not privy to, but
yeah.
It really doesn't matter. This is our team is what it is. I think there's no more, you know, the trade deadline's gone, training camp's passed, free agency's gone, the draft is gone. I mean, our team is what it is, and I'm excited about who we have and the opportunity that we have. I mean, I said last week to be 8-1 and have the opportunity in the second half of the year that we do, I mean, I think anyone would take that. So it hasn't all been perfect, but it's been, you know, it's been good enough in some areas. And we're going to have to, you know, really ramp it up and play our best as we go forward. So hopefully it'll be a great second half of the season. But it's really up to us to earn it, the people that are in the locker room and got to show up to work every day with a great sense of, you know, determination, commitment to doing our best for each other, for the team, and try to go, you know, get a win. And it starts this week in Philly.
Tom, do you ever feel like you lose any momentum during the bye?
No, like I said, because it really comes at a great time for all of us. This is, I think everybody looks forward to taking a deep breath to really, you know, exhale for once and then to study yourself, study what you need to do. And then be at a better place going forward. So mm-hmm. I don't care if it's the fifth week of the year, the 11th week of the year. I mean, you can always use that time. And, you know, I'm sure all our guys used it wisely. And, you know, it'll be fun to get back in there today and see everybody and, you know, get ready to get back to work.
Tom, unfortunately, the last two times you've played the Eagles, it hasn't ended very well for the Patriots. Of course, Super Bowl 52 and back to 2015 in that game at Foxborough. But there's also some other symmetry between those two games, which leads me to ask this question. Is there any chance that you could promise us that you please will not go out for a pass against the Eagles this Sunday?
I know. The first one I caught, that was a career high right there. And I actually felt like I was running pretty good. I think I was clocked at a good speed after I caught it. So
I think you hit double digits.
I think I was higher than that. Okay. That was like one of the faster times. So I certainly remember that. And then, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I ran out for a pass against the Tennessee Titans last year. I actually got hurt on the play, but I'm not sure if it would be in the game plan this week. That'll be a, we'll see. We'll see what the game plan, how it shakes out.
Well, in the 2015, which was sort of like a pre-Philly special kind of play, I always thought they sort of stole that from you. Dola hit you with a dime on the run. It was a great throw. Yeah, speaking of which,
great throw.
Best throws by non-Patriots quarterback in the Tom Brady era. Do you think it was Edelman to Dola or Dola to you?
Oh, man. Edelman to Dola was, I mean, that was the throw right there. That was, I don't think you'd put a better ball. That was perfect. That was back to his College of San Mateo days right there. So, and, you know, he's had a few other good ones. He had another good one this year. We had a little double pass that we tried, I think, against Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. which was pretty good. So, I don't know. Jules got a great arm. And, you know, there's some good passers on our team. We got a lot of ex-quarterbacks.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that I feel like defenses now have to prepare for the Myers to Sanu to Brady to Edelman quadruple option.
I know. You've been studying up on this. That's pretty good. They all got good arms. These guys can throw the ball. So, I know, you never know what we got up our sleeve. I'm sure we have to kind of go into our bag of trick plays and see what we come up with.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to the parking lots to do videos for the radio station Sunday. I will gladly take all the slings and arrows and names that people will call me for being a fan of yours and the Patriots. But you guys run the Philly special Sunday, Tom, I will do anything for you the rest of my life.
That's great. I know. That was a tough play to stop, man. That was, they executed it well. I think trick plays, when they run as well as they did, then they always seem to work. So, and they give you a lot of momentum. But yeah, they're still talking about that play. That game will go down in history, just like a lot of those big plays in the Super Bowl have. So good for them.
I think the over-under on Philly special signs on Sunday afternoon is going to be 8,000. They'll be not only will they have signs, they'll be screaming it at you. But that's all right.
Yeah.
You like that.
That's all right.
You like that.
Yeah, it's all right. You can't win them all, man. You can't win them all.
So you guys, do you guys end up, do you guys taking tomorrow off, or do you guys end up kind of altering the week a little bit this week, coming back from the bye?
There's a little, we're practiced today, and then we have tomorrow for, you know, basically a lot of film and rehab recovery. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is a normal week. So basically, you know, a lot of football, which is kind of what I like. So I'm ready for it.
All right. Well, we're ready for it, too. So thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you on Monday or Tuesday next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Good luck, Tom.
Bye.
Take care. There he is.
Bye-bye.
Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, the quarterback question of the week with Tom Brady was brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.